This News Radio KMAN, and joined by the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce guest, Jason Smith, President and CEO, and Amber Wilhelm, Talent Strategies Coordinator, and we have some ribbon cuttings to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Before we do that, I do want to mention, because I think we need to clarify, you do not have to be a member of the chamber to participate in Young Profesh Hype events, and in fact, if you're interested at all about learning more, I think, Amber, real quick, there's an event coming up next month to learn more about the program.
Yes, we have Hype Orientation and Trivia on September 16th. So that will begin at 4:30 at D-Town on 4th. And it will begin at 4:30 with a sip and social with the program starting at 5. And we will hear from founding investor, SBS companies. And then we will have trivia with Dave Lewis here in the office.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Dave's good at stuff like that.
Yeah, so. And Dave did not remind me to do that. Amber did, so that's great. So, yeah, we have been super busy with ribbon cuttings, which is, I think, great news for the community overall. A lot of new businesses, which again, is really good. So since we were here last, we did the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, their second location out east on 24. Then on July 23rd, we actually had two ribbon cuttings celebrating new businesses. One was Fragrant Blends Candle Bar, which is in the mall. It's a unique concept about build your own candle. So I would encourage you to go by and check that out. It's a pretty good kind of place to do parties and big group things. And then Advance Auto Parts, which is, of course, on Fort Riley in that little cluster of auto parts stores, which is great. July 30th, we had Express Wellness Urgent Care, which is a new urgent care facility east of town. And then we celebrated with Scooters, which Brandon, you know, as a former Nebraska guy, has been prevalent in Nebraska for a while. But we got our second location in Manhattan, and that's in the West Loop Center. And they had all their ownership down, which was really cool. And we celebrate with them. So upcoming August 20th, which is, I believe,
tomorrow,
KSU's Vet Health Center will be celebrating the opening of their new health and nutrition center, which is sponsored by Hills Pet. And then September 14th, ARC Physical Therapy, which is a new facility at 8200 Southport Drive. The OMS Group Insurance will be having a ribbon cutting at their new facility that they just moved to. And that's at 120 North 4th Street, Suite E, 4 o'clock. And then a big one, September 23rd, even though they've opened already, I believe, we will be having the ribbon cutting at the new Courtyard by Marriott in Aggieville, and that's at 4:30 on September 23rd, 715 North 12th Street. So that should be a fun one. That's Aggieville is going through a lot of changes, and so that'll be a good one to go to.
And speaking of those changes, I saw here in the City Commission meeting this Tuesday, you know, they agreed to enter negotiations for the parking lot project there at 12th and Laramie, an estimated $40 million project, and I know the Chamber spoke in support of that.
We did. Now, keep in mind, it's a pre-development agreement, and so the only thing that the commission was discussing was having an exclusive negotiation with Back 9 Development. But we see the project that TJ put forward as an incredible opportunity for Aggieville. You know, I think it's easy to say, you know, well, somebody else will come in and do that. It is not very usual to get somebody that's willing to invest $40 million in your community, particularly when there a lot of it will be set aside for office that can potentially be used to attract new employers. We appreciate the work that TJ and his team, which is made up of a number of different Manhattan businesses, the work that they did to put that together, as well as the city staff, because I know the city staff had a vision that let's don't just do what is the easiest. Let's do something that potentially can bring back, can impact enormously that district and continue to revitalize and make it a 24-hour, or at least not 24-hour, but make it a 18-hour destination and not just an evening destination. And so we're excited about the potential of that project. We do know there's a lot of hoops to go through still. And we've offered our assistance to TJ and their group wherever we can to help them put that deal together. But we look forward to being able to come back and support that final vision and see what that does to Aggieville. That will generate enormous amount of property tax revenues that because of the TIF district will be invested back into Aggieville in terms of new streetscapes, in terms of improving the alleys, I mean all the things that Aggieville really needs to continue to grow and prosper into the next decades. And this is a unique opportunity, and you know, it's a little discouraging when I've seen some comments about well, let's get somebody else, or you know, here we have a local person and who's willing to invest his money and use the local contractors and keep all the money in Manhattan. And I think those are things we should celebrate, not necessarily try to pick apart just because they're local. I think we have to treat local people in some cases better than we would if it's somebody from out of town, and because they will reinvest the money back in the community. And this is a really challenging project. It's not by any means a slam dunk that it's going to be successful. And so, we know he's going to be continue to do his market research. We appreciate TJ. We appreciate Jason Hilders and the city team for all the work they're doing on it, because we don't want just something in there. We want something that is quality, that enhances the community, enhances Aggieville, and creates opportunities for Manhattan residents.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be interesting to watch, that one for sure. And Aggieville's starting to take a different kind of shape here, as we're starting to see. And that's only going to continue here over the next several years.
The garage looks good, doesn't it?
It does.
The garage is coming up fast, and so we're excited about that too.
All right, and so does the hotel, by the way. Hotel looks great.
Yep.
Jason, thanks for being here. Amber, pleasure to meet you as well.
Yes, thank you.